Hey there, it's Josh with the Voices of Social Change podcast. I'm getting ready here to load in part two of this week's interview for you. So if you didn't catch part one, I definitely recommend that you run back and grab that. But coming up, we're going to have part two, which is where we have our rapid fire questions, get you a lot of really valuable tools for your journey to social entrepreneurship. So tune in right now for part two of this week's interview and keep it real out in Social Change Nation. All right, Change Nation, we're right back here finishing things out with Zane of CTC International. He's already rocked it through the first part of the interview. And so we want to take him now through the rapid fire round, just give him the chance to give us some of the tools that he's using and has used along the way, along his journey with CTC International. So Zane, this is where we just ask you some quick questions. Have you give us those resources in about a sentence or two? So you ready to rock on this?
Ready to rock, buddy. That
sounds good. What would you say is a social venture aside from CTC International that you think we've got to check out?
Definitely a crew that I love to death. I think they're doing it right is Crochet Kids.
Got it. Yeah, we love them out here too. So still.
Yeah. Costa Mesa based, Peru and Uganda, a handful of guys, you know, started it, and they're all still working together and deeply committed to what they're doing, and you know, brilliant marketers. So definitely I would check them out. If you have you already, Josh?
I know of them. Yeah, we haven't quite gotten them on for an interview yet, but okay. they were listed in our social good shopping guide, which we profiled 50 of the kind of, you know, companies that were top of our mind too, and they were in there. So we've had some good conversations with them, and yeah, I absolutely love what they're doing. And Zane, you and I talked about my year in Peru, so that automatically has a special place in my heart right away.
Yeah, they'd be my go-to nonprofit. My go-to for-profit would be another Austin-based company, social enterprise, which is Kamik.
Kamik, okay.
Yeah, Kammok.
Okay.
They're actually partners with us through Patagonia's 1% for the Planet. Mm-hmm. But they're an outdoor line, started with these camping hammocks, and are, you know, diversifying off into sleeping bags and a few other products. But they're a rad crew based here in Austin.
Perfect. Yeah, I hadn't heard of them, so I'll definitely check them out. Cool stuff. So what's an online resource you're using, like a Zendesk, for example, that you think all social entrepreneurs should use?
What's Zendesk?
Well, okay. So, you know, to be honest with you, I don't know it all that well either. I've heard people talk about it, so I thought it was a good example, but apparently not. As far as I know, Zendesk is like, I think it's like customer service management, essentially.
Okay.
But, you know, the point is it's some kind of an online tool that makes your job easier as a social entrepreneur.
I mean, for me, you know, I think the biggest things for me is what makes my life a little bit easier on the road, because I'm on the road so much. Mm-hmm. You know, when I'm on Austin, it's, you know, I've got my team around me and things are a bit easier. But I would say the app Tripit is like my, you know, go-to, that makes things, you know, between Tripit, Airbnb, and Uber, you know, those three, and then, you know, Instagram keeping me connected to all the different ventures and stuff and mentors and, you know, those are my go-to that make, you know, Tripit's great because it syncs up all your different flights, you know, where you're going to get your taxi, you know, where you're going to get your rental car, it, you know, has your hotel, or your Airbnb stay, and it's just on one app, and it's all linked in, and it, like, you can, gives you your address, you can just pop it in, it goes right to your maps. So it's like on the road, man, it's the go-to for hotel, flight, and rental car. No problem.
Got it. Perfect. Well, yeah. I don't know that I've ever met a social entrepreneur who wasn't also a traveler at some level. So that's really valuable tools right there.
Say, yeah.
Perfect. Cool. What about one piece of advice you'd give to an aspiring change agent?
One piece of advice. Honestly, man, I would say be still. I don't think it's advice that is given very often. It's all about the hustle. And that's of course, right? But I think being still and, you know, knowing what it is that, you know, whether it's meditation or prayer, but if you lose your center as the leader, then your mission, your team, your products, everything's lost.
Yeah.
Right? If you're lost, everything else is lost. So don't overlook, you know, you know, don't get so caught up in the hustle that you don't take the daily discipline to be still. And because that's where, you know, that's where your creativity, that's where your purpose is all going to come from.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that, man. And it's something I struggle with, and I needed to be reminded of that today. And, you know, nice. It's funny you mentioned it today. I just so happened, our alma mater, I was on KU's campus today, and I sat nice. Down at the, you know, base of a tree for about 30 minutes and just sat there and, you know, did nothing but think and be still. And, I really needed that, and I hadn't realized how long it had been since I'd done that. It's so easy to forget to do that, and
man,
we gotta remember that.
And this time of the year in Lawrence, Kansas, is one of the most beautiful times to be still, mm-hmm. with everything popping out with the spring. And I mean, to be honest, that's where I learned to be still.
Yeah,
was just walking and being on campus at KU is where I learned, like, oh wow, there's just this, you know, this energy that brushes through you when you take the time to just listen and be.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thanks for that reminder to all of us.
Man.
Yeah. Good stuff. So what about a cause-based book you think we should all read?
I love to read. My team and I, we read a book a quarter and discuss it. I would probably have to say the most practical, like something that you can take and just like implement immediately, would be 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Stephen Covey. It's brilliant. I mean, you know, there are tons of books that I could recommend, but I just think as far as practical books that will help you structure and get more focused and, you know, maximize your time, but also speaks from a very centered place, it would be 7 Habits for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. That's one book that if you're tuning in and you haven't read, pick that up right away, because Zane's exactly right. It's incredible. Good stuff. Well, last question for you here, Zane. What's the first thing you think we can all do right now to start changing the world?
Listen to yourself.
Perfect. Nothing more need be said.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, before I say goodbye here, Zane, I want to give you the last bit here. Just anything else you'd like to share with us, feel free to do that now. And lastly, let all of us in Change Nation know the best way to get plugged in with the great work you're doing at CTC International.
You know, if you want to get connected to what we're doing right now, you can go to any American Eagle Outfitters or to their website and pick up a love bracelet. And then go to Instagram once you get your bracelet and follow the hashtag LoveIsProject. We've told people, share your story of love, basically. So take a photo of yourself with the love bracelet and put your definition of what love means to you. But we've told the story of love with over 1,000 people in the last 2 months in 35 different countries under that hashtag LoveIsProject.
Love. The full hashtag is Love Is Project.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. Love Is Project.
Great. So yeah, Change Nation, we will throw that in the show notes. So don't worry about writing that down. If you're driving or anything like that, we'll put all that in the show notes for you. Everything that Zane and I have just talked about here in the rapid fire section. So Zane, on behalf of all of us over at Change Nation and personally too, I can't thank you enough for sitting here with us today. You've shared some amazing insights. That reminder on being still, like I said, was something I absolutely needed, but you've given us all kinds of practical, actionable bits, and you're just an amazing dude all around, and I love what you're doing. So thank you so much for your generosity with your time and your expertise here today.
And you bet, brother. It's great being on the show, man.
Great having you, man. And Change Nation, I will catch you again next week for another episode here in Voices of Social Change. Keep it real.